Chapter 10 The Great Wizard of Oz. The next morning, the green girl came for Dorothy. Oz had asked to see the girl and her little dog.
Oz does not usually see people, the green girl explained, but the soldier told him about your silver shoes. The Great Oz was very interested. He will see you now in his throne room. I think that you are very brave, my dear.
The throne room was round and high and very big. Everything in it was covered in shining emeralds. Oz's green throne stood in the middle of the room. On the throne was a huge head. There was no body, no arms, and no legs. The head had no hair, but it had two eyes, a nose, and a mouth. The mouth opened, and Oz spoke.
"I am Oz, the Great and the Terrible," he said. "Who are you?"
"I am Dorothy, the Small and the Quiet," the girl replied.
"Where did you get those silver shoes?"
the wizard asked.
"From the Wicked Witch of the East," Dorothy replied. "My house fell on her and killed her."
"The Good Witch of the North has kissed you," the Great Oz said slowly. "I can see her mark."
"Yes, then she sent me to you, Great Oz," Dorothy replied.
"You have had a long journey. Why are you here?"
Oz asked.
"What do you want me to do?"
"Please send me back to my Aunt Em and Uncle Henry in Kansas," Dorothy said quickly. "You have a beautiful country, but it is not my home. I have been away from Kansas for so long. I do so want to go home."
"Why do you need my help?"
Oz asked.
"You killed the Wicked Witch of the East all by yourself."
"That was a mistake," Dorothy replied.
"I see,"
Oz said.
"Well, I will help you, but you must also help me."
"What can I do for you?" she asked in surprise.
"You must kill the Wicked Witch of the West,"
Oz replied.
"I don't want to kill anyone," Dorothy cried.
"You killed the Wicked Witch of the East. You are wearing her silver shoes. When the Wicked Witch of the West is dead, I will send you back to Kansas,"
Oz said. Dorothy began to cry.
"The witch may be wicked, but I still don't want to kill her," she told Oz. "I am only a girl, and you are Oz, the Great and the Terrible. Why don't you kill her yourself?"
"You have my answer," Oz replied. "If you don't kill the Wicked Witch, you'll never see your aunt and uncle again."